Yerusha Mishvias, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The first two Mishnayos had spoken about piling up different types of garbage in the field and making sure to do it in a way that doesn't look like you're being mezabel sadeh, like you're fertilizing your field. And the Mishnah continues with a similar din. This din is discussing what a person should do that it should, or should, that it shouldn't look like he's fertilizing his field when he leaves his animals there. That the animals will leave their dung in different places in the field, and that will act as a fertilizer. So the Mishnah is going to tell us how we should do that in a way that shouldn't make it look like he's specifically trying to fertilize his field in that way. On Shavuos. And the Mishnah says like this, Hamadai Risadeu, a person who's making a deer, he's making a corral in his field. That is to say, we'll see in the Gemara, what it means is, he doesn't have place to put his animals, so he, in his, where they're supposed to be, so he's putting them into his field. So oisa sachar lebeisasayim, he could make a sachar, means enclosed area. There's different enclosed area lebeisasayim. He can enclose an area of two saw. That is to say, a saw is 50 by 50 amas, so he gets 100 by 50 amas, 100 amas by 50 amas. He can enclose that area for his animals, and then after a while, oiger shalosh ruchos umushayim esem tois. He could. That's the gears that we have. So he, what he could do is, after a while, there are four walls in this corral. He can remove three of those walls. He takes out three of those walls. And Mishayos and Tzoyos leaves the center wall, I mean the last wall, because it's not going to be the center, because he's now going to move those three walls to the other side of the wall that he just took out. So let us say he took out the north, east, and south walls, leaving just the west wall. Now he moves those walls that he has to the other side, making this wall into an east wall, and putting a new north, west, and south wall to be on the other side of this wall, which is, so it's called the center wall, because it moves from being the, in our case, the west wall, to becoming the east wall, so it's the center of these two, like, corrals that he made. So what he does is he can, you know, take apart the first corral and move it to the other side, and nimsa medai base arbosarim, so in total, he'll have enclosed four saw. First he has two saw, then he moves, after a while, he moves the animals to the other side, and he makes, encloses the other side instead. So he has two saw at a time, and in total he has four saw that he gets enclosed. Rishimben Abba Yoimer, Ba'ez Shmona Soin, or Ba'ez Soin, he can enclose eight saw. In other words, at first he does four saw on one side, and then he moves four saw to the other side. Now, Ho'isa Kofsadeo Ba'ez Arba Soin, what happens if this whole field is only four saw? So this is going, even according to Tanakhama. The amount in total you're allowed to have is four saw, and his field is all of four saw. So the problem is, if he's going to do two saw first and then two saw later, it's going to look like he's trying to fertilize his field, because in essence his whole field is end up being fertilized by these animals. So the din is mishayim remen and mitzas from the marasayin. So if his whole field was only four saw, he should not make each of his corrals two saw. He should make his corrals a little bit smaller so that it'll be obvious to people that he's not trying to fertilize his field for Shavuos. He's just trying to need someplace to keep his animals. So in the name of time, because people look at it might not understand what he's doing, he has to leave a little place open. Now, then the Mishnah says at the end that in practice, he's going to be having this dung piling up all over his field. Some people say this is a voluntary, he can choose to do the following. Some people say he has to. But what he does is, he takes out from Minasacha, he takes out from this enclosed area, take out the dung from that enclosed area, and he puts it into his field, Kederach HaMezavim, just like we had in the first two Mishnayos, that there were rules how you're allowed to pile up garbage. So too, he could pile this up in that manner, the amount of piles and the amount of containers in each pile, etc. So that's what he's allowed to do. Either he's allowed to, or he's mechuyev to these different explanations of that part of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Now the Gemara says like this. Tamatini, we have a Brisa elsewhere that says the following. This is going to have a Mishnah coming in the next part. And it says like this. Sodashin is Katsa. If you have a field that someone had removed the thorns from it on Shavuos, which he was not allowed to do. So what's the din? Tizar lemot to Shavuos, even though he did the wrong thing, you're allowed to plant in that field after Shavuos. But Nitaiva, what happens if the person had plowed it? And the mouthful says it means that he like really did a really great job planting, he double plowed it, or he put the animals into a corral to fertilize the field. We punish the person and say, we fine him and say to him that since you did this wrong thing on Shavuos, You're not allowed to plant that field after Shvi'ez on the next year either. It's a punishment. So how could it be that our Mishnah says, our Mishnah gives us directions on how to put the animals into a corral, and that Mishnah is telling us that if you did it, it's so bad that you can't even use the field after Shvi'ez. So is it mutter or is it also? That Mishnah is saying it's so usher, you can't even use the field the next year. Rabbi Yehuda answers, Kini Masnisa, our Mishnah means, is talking about the following case. Our mission is talking about a person who had no choice. He was like stuck that he had to put his animals in his field. So that person, our mission is not talking about a person who's trying to fertilize his field. Our mission is talking about a person who has no choice but to put his animals there. So the animal, the fact that the field is getting fertilized is incidental. That's not his goal of what he's trying to do. And therefore, he didn't do anything wrong. And we're going to see this in coming Mishnahs, that there are some malachas that if a person does them, if he's trying to do a malacha, in our case, if he'd be trying to fertilize the field, that would be usur. To the point that actually we just said was it's so usur that it's even the field is not allowed to be used next year. But if the person does the exact same action, he puts animals into a corral in his field, but he has a different thing in mind, then that's not considered a malacha at all. And it's completely mutter, such as in our case, if you're allowed to do that. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Bakol oisin siyamin, you can make these enclosed, this like fences or this enclosed area with any material, b'machtzos, with mats, b'kash, with straw, rabbana with rocks. Afil shorosh chavom zel ma'amizeh, even if you want to make three strings, like one above the other, like a very simple fence, you're allowed to do that also. And the Gemara says, but ubovad, and the Gisha will read is ubovad shehei bin sahar l'sahar k'mal y'sahar. As long as between one set of fence, one set of enclosed areas and the other, is at least the space of one whole sahar, meaning two sahar. So another, which that means to say is if I have this sahar in my field and my neighbor has one in his field, so I have to make sure that between mine and his is at least the amount of space that would fit one of these corrals, meaning two sahar by two sahar. And the reason the Malfoga says, the reason Mepharshim says is because the animals, if the two corrals are too close to each other, these enclosed areas are too close, and somehow the animals can get out from one, would go from one to the other, and they'll end up in the fact that the whole area will end up being having this dung all spread around it, and the field will be fertilized completely. But if you space them far enough apart, then the place in between will not get, the animals won't go there, and it won't get fertilized, and it'll be obvious that you're doing it just for this place, because that's where you have to enclose them. And now the Gemara says, Oysa hamokam, that spot, the space in between the two sahars, in other words, between mine and my neighbor's, choylev boy, you can use that area to milk cows in it, or the goyses boy, you could shear your sheep in it, or moylech, maybe it's a tzayn derech alahat, you could use it as a walkway to bring the animals into the one of the corrals. In other words, even though you're not allowed to have animals to stay there because they're going to end up fertilizing that part of the ground, you can use it as a work area for milking or for cat passing animals by and such things, and we're not concerned that it looks like you're trying to fertilize it. Okay, now then, the Gemara said this, the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Shimon Gomer Omer Bashman Shanim, Soim, you'll have to do up to 8 Sa. So Tani, so we had understood that the simple way to understand it was that you put 4 Sa, you make a 4 Sa corral at one time, and then you flip it over to the other side, and you can make an 8 Sa. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Ben Loz Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Loz says, Imroitz, if you want, to cast Yasi Baritz, you could stick one peg, like a peg right into the ground, and then you can make 4 enclosures. And you can make it on the 4 directions from that center. In other words, if you put the peg in the center and you build a 2-saw by 2-saw, with that being the corner, let's say, for example, you put the peg into the ground, and then you build a, you use that as the southwest corner. So that peg is the southwest corner, you put a wall to the south that goes horizontally south, and then one goes on a west wall and a north and a south. So now you've built one with that peg is now in the corner with a 1 2 by 2 1 sahar, which is 2 by 2 saw up to the upper right of it. Now you put another one to the upper left, and then another one to the bottom left, and then to the bottom right. So that this peg ends up being the center point. So you end up having a box now, which is 4 saw by 4 saw. So you have your 8 cubic 8 square saw over here, so you don't have to do it in a row, 4 by 4 by 1, and then 4 by 1, you could do 4 by 4, which ends up being the same amount of square saw that you had planed over there. And that also is good according to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now the Mishnah says like this. Now the Gemara says like this. I just want to move on to something. This is not connected to the Shvi'is of it, but it has to do with putting animals into these corrals in the field for the same idea, which is that they can end up fertilizing, or it's a question if they can end up fertilizing the field. And the Gemara says like this. In Dairin, you're not allowed to put animals into corrals. You can't put them in on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Chol Hamoed. And the reason here is, again, because it's gonna fertilize the field, and fertilizing is not only also on Shavuos, it's also on Shabbos also, or Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed. You're not allowed to do that. And now, and that means to say, is you're not even allowed to have someone who's not Jewish do it for you. Afilu b'toyva, even if he does it to you, and his payment, you don't even pay him, you just give him thanks. You're just b'toyva, you're giving him thanks. You're recognizing his goodness. That already makes it that it's as if you told him to do it, and if we're not allowed to do it because it's the way we're doing like mouthful, but that's it's a miracle akum. It's telling the to do malacha that you're not allowed to do. So you're not allowed to do it, and you're not allowed to tell somebody else to do it on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol Hamoed, to put the animal into the corral with plans for them to fertilize the ground. Not only that, he can't even have someone sit as a guard by the edge of this enclosed area to keep the animals from leaving the area. I mean, so not only can't you put them in, but you can't have someone sit there to prevent the animals from leaving. The law of the Naira is a sign, it's something we're going to see in a minute, which means it means to shake out the animals. That is to say, is if you want the animals to specifically drop their dung in a certain spot, so you shake them out. The one is going to explain how in a second. And so you're even more actively fertilizing the field, so you're not allowed to do that. If you bow me, I'll lay him, but if the animals came by themselves into a specific area, I'm sorry, and if they came to a specific area, aim assigned, so you can't encourage them. I'm sorry, I take that back. So you can't encourage them to come there. If they come by themselves, that's fine, but you can't do anything to encourage them to come there. Now, for the next piece, the gears is as follows. We'll read the Marafol. There's a few different gears to this, but we'll read the way Marafol does. He says like this. In Haim, Oisim Imay, Le Shabbos, Le Chodesh, Ulamayit, if the guy was working for you by the week, Le Shabbos doesn't mean for this Shabbos, he's working for you by the week, or the Chodesh, by the month, or the Moy for an extended amount of time, so then, what he does for you on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Chol Hamoed, doesn't give the appearance of that you told him specifically to do it. So who Rashi L'Chayshiv Shomer Ulanayim Shatzayim? So then the guy is allowed to do that. He's allowed to put a shomer there to prevent them from leaving, or to make the animals drop their dung at certain times. And these are not as noticeable and obvious as a person like putting them into the corral. He's just putting a shomer there. So that's the guy is allowed to do that. This next line we don't have. It's in some. Have the gears and bow my way, we don't have that over here. Okay, so the guy's allowed to, if the guy works for you, not specifically for this job, he's working in general for the week or for the month, then you're allowed to have him put a shimer there and be managed to talk. Okay, now, Tani Reb Shimon on the other, Shimon on the other says, he argues on what we just said, and he says, B'Shabbos Medayrin, B'Tayva, on Shabbos, you could have the guy put the animals into the corral if you give him a thanks. I mean, you're not allowed to pay him to do it, but you're allowed to just thank him for doing it. For Yom Tov, he's allowed to do it if you offer him to give him just food in exchange for what he did. If he was chayin cholamoy, you could do it even if you're willing to pay him. Mishabur says, this is burden, Hilchas Cholamoy, he says when you do Yom Tov b'mizonis, then you pay him, you give him the food after Yom Tov. So you're allowed to, he holds that this is not such a malacha. Having animals standing in a place where they'll drop their dung and they'll end up fertilizing is really a minimal malacha, and therefore you're allowed to do it to a guy's allowed to do it for you under these conditions. B'Shabbos B'Tayva, B'Shabbos B'Tayva, B'Yantz B'Mizonis, and Chol Hamoed, even if you pay him. Okay, so now we're going to switch from Hilchas Shabbos and Yantz to another din that has to do with animals fertilizing, but this has to do with chashmish, which is of cheating people, and that is as follows. To me, if a person rents sheep, so he rented them for this purpose, for their dung. Well, maybe he has other purposes, maybe like their milk, but he rented the animals. Also, in that world, you're not allowed to shake out the dung out of them because you're cheating the person. The person expects the animal to give a certain amount of it, but not that you should shake out the coming day's worth of dung out of it. It has a value to it. So you're removing something valuable from the animal, and you're cheating the person who you rented it from. He doesn't expect you to take that much from it. Mahal and Aral, what does it mean? How do you shake it out? So the Gemara explains, you walk the animal back and forth from place to place, and that causes the dung that was to come out. I mean, even it wasn't supposed to come out now, but you're sort of encouraging it to come out. Hada Amra, this that we said that you're not allowed to shake it out, you rented it for a short amount of time. So let's say you rented it for a day. So if you're going to shake it out, you're taking out the dung that we're going to have tomorrow and the next day, tomorrow. So you're cheating the person by taking too much. What if I rented it for a long time? I'll say he rented it for a month. So then the fact that I'm shaking it out today doesn't make a difference. It's mutter because I'm just taking what's going to be mine anyway. I'm just taking tomorrow's, but I want today. That's okay. But even when you rented it for a long time, the day that you're returning it, also you're not allowed to be minaret because then again you're cheating because you're taking tomorrow's what's supposed to come out tomorrow. You're taking it today, so you're cheating something. Taking something from the owner that was not part of the original rental. Okay, Rav Huna, Moshe Nachman Yaakov says we're now going to see this person is going to say in essence what the Gemara said before in a different angle. And it says, a person who needs to relieve himself, it's not coming out. He should go from place to place, and then it'll come out. Which is really what the Gemara had said was that Lenara, to shake the dung out of the animals, you do that by walking the animals back and forth. He says, this is vegetable, which is called the charisa, so the root, the ikr, the root of this charisa, tavut me'aya, it's good for the stomach, for the digestion, in that it helps loosen a person up, help him, so he's getting a different way of relieving constipation. Here, barba, so now, the end of the Mishnah had said that you can take all the dung from these animals, and you can put it into, pile it up in your fields, the way you pile up garbage. Here, Bavo Shal, he asks, actually, Pascha of the Avoida, Maoshi Mutu Lahitzim Nasachar. If you remember in the first two Mishnahs, it had said that you only have to put the garbage into the fields after the Pascha of the Avoida, once the people who were improperly working in the fields and Shvius finished doing their work. So the question is, and the reason why is to make sure that you wouldn't look like you're fertilizing your field. So the question is, this thing, when it said you're allowed to take this garbage out, actually, possibly they avoid before the people stop working. I mean, there are still people improperly working the field on trees. What is he allowed to take the dung out of this enclosure? To put it onto the field, the way should we be concerned that it looks like he's fertilizing his field because there are still people who are fertilizing the fields improperly and doing that, or do we say that? That's only concerned with it by the regular garbage, but this stuff from the animals is not a concern. So the Gemara leaves the question unanswered. Some read that his shawl doesn't mean that he is, but that he made the statement, but others know that it's just a question, and Yerushalmi leaves the question unanswered.